It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okbenesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon. Happy Friday. We made it. I had the under. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert, in the Shirley Street studio. And yes, it is a Friday edition of the show. February 11th of 2022. We are just two sleeps away from Super Bowl 56 that you can hear right here on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. You'll hear it on 1650 AM and 102.3 FM. To get into the fine print, due to NFL rules, we cannot stream the game, so unavailable on the 1650 The Fan app or on your smart speaker, so on and so forth. But throughout all the Cedar Valley area, in glorious FM at 102.3, and then throughout much of eastern Iowa and central Iowa, for that matter, about 77 counties, give or take, 1650 AM beams into powerfully. So as I've been saying this week, obviously, I know this, everybody wants to watch the Super Bowl, but if you cannot be in front of the television, don't worry, we got you covered. And I would imagine a lot of it, too, would probably provide or probably relate to the pregame. Probably a lot of people out running around doing things on a Sunday. And our outstanding partners at Westwood One Sports just do excellent, excellent pregame coverage. I always go full send nerd, as I like to say, from time to time on the show, and bring the radio into the living room and have the TV on mute and do it that way. And obviously part of that is just because that's just me doing my job, because I'm a company man and I just give and give, and that's what I do. I almost got that all out with a straight face. If you're listening though, Jim Koloff, I do. Big company guy. So yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll go full send radio nerd guy on Sunday and have the radio in the living room, the television on mute, and the big screen TV One on Super Bowl 56. But know that you can tune in right here and hear it all. And we're going to talk a lot of Super Bowl today on the show. We only get one Friday a year before the Super Bowl, so I will offer no apologies for talking a lot about the big game. And however you are tuned in today, know that I appreciate it very much, whether that's on the aforementioned 1650 AM or 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear. Like the Facebook page, type in 1650102.3 The Fan. Hammer that like button, and you will get a lot of local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. That sounds like less drama, less politics. What's not to like? Go hammer that like button right now on the Zuckerberg machine. Check out the all-new website, 1650thefan.com. That's where you find the podcast of this show, your Waterloo Blackhawks Minutes on Demand, a whole lot of local sports content, last night's Class 1A first-round regional games that took place in the area. Those were up, have been up on the website. Tonight's metro area girls and boys basketball matchups, so on and so forth. So bookmark it, make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. Number to dial if you want to join in today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. If you'd rather do that than call, by all means, fire away. Just know I might read it on the program here. Email address is Cole, C-O-L-E, at 1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments, as always, to lead it off. Among the items we will get to is a massive, massive Big 12 top 20 duel tonight at McLeod Center, as the Iowa State Cyclones have invaded Cedar Falls to take on Doug Schwab's Panthers. And I've got some more audio from UNI coach Doug Schwab that I'm going to make sure to deliver to you during area sports news and scores. So look forward to that. After we're done there, we take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this has become frigid Friday. Tomorrow it cools off and it gets cold. Not cools off. It's going to be cold tomorrow. We've been enjoying this tropical weather all week in the 30s, upper 30s, and we're going back into the igloo tomorrow. And I think it's supposed to be short-lived, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll get the details from Megan Mulford at the end of this first time out of the show. And we're also going to be joined in the next segment of today's show. Did this last year ahead of the Super Bowl, and it was a lot of fun. So want to do it again for all the folks out there looking to crank it up a notch in terms of your entertainment value as it relates to the Super Bowl on Sunday, as VSiN Vice President of Digital Content Ben Fox will join the show in the second segment. VSiN are outstanding partners that bring you their action updates. You can hear them in the 6 and 7 a.m. hours during Maximum Mornings every weekday with Mark Simpson. One-minute sports action updates that are localized for our teams here. If you're unfamiliar with them at all, we'll give you the lines, over-unders, and the information you need to know to make an informed sports wager. You can also hear VSiN action updates, if you're unfamiliar, during the noon hour on weekdays here on The Fan, as well as, of course, every weekday in the first break of Cole & Company right here. And then they also, obviously many times we've got games going on at night, but in the 9 and 11 o'clock hours at night every weekday, we have VSiN action updates. And they've been great partners, really hopped on right away when sports gambling became legal in Iowa, and really cannot ask for more with what they've done for us. Always very responsive with anything we ever run into. And shout out to Michelle Musburger, Brent's better half, as she was the liaison to set up the interview with Ben today. Ben Fox from VSiN, the VP of Digital Content, will join us in the next segment of today's show. And it's a segment that I want to build for the novice to the advanced sports gambler, as there's so many options out there right now in terms of what app you can get. If you're a newbie, this is a great time to join, because there's all sorts of outstanding promos, whether they're matching what you deposit or giving you a risk-free bet to a certain amount, whatever it might be. It's very competitive around big events like the Super Bowl. So go find yourself an app. You can hardly make a wrong choice. And then stay tuned, because in the next segment, we'll obviously dig in on the spread, the over-under. The Rams are -4. That means they are a 4-point favorite. That means that the Rams have to win by more than 4. If you bet on them against the spread, the Rams have to win by more than 4 for you to win your bet. If you bet on the Bengals, they're +4. So they can lose by as many as 4 points, as they are the underdog, and you can still cash your bet. And I know there's some folks out there going, yeah, I know, Cole. Well, there's some folks out there, too, that don't know this. And then also, the one that really steals the show, or the ones that really steal the show, for the Super Bowl are the prop bets. And I can't wait to ask Ben about the prop bet scene and what he might have some money on, which ones he likes. And there's also plenty to stay away from. So know that, too. A lot of them are just, you may as well just go out back, set your money on fire for crying out loud. So make sure you're tuned in the next segment. We're going to try to make it as fun and educational as possible when Ben Fox of VSiN joins us in that next segment. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. Get your Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break. And Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join, and we'll dig in on the game itself. We'll break the game down from a football perspective, and then also, too, Logan will recap the Senior Bowl, which happened last weekend, and you and I, left tackle Trevor Penning, went down to Alabama and absolutely showed out, and it looks like he made himself quite a bit more money, or will have made himself quite a bit more money for what he was able to do down there in Mobile. So, that's the plan for today's show. After we're done talking with Logan, we take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back and wrap it up. All right, let's dive in. Area sports news and scores. The girls' high school basketball postseason got underway last night with first-round regional games in Class 1A. In games involving area schools, Waterloo Christian got past Dunkerton 39-33. Clarksville took care of Janesville 51-34. Belle Plaine stopped Don Bosco 42-17. Northwood Kensett cruised past North Butler 62-30. Nashua Plainfield buried Valley Lutheran 88-2. Yeah, that's not a misprint. AGWSR rolled past Fort Dodge St. Edmund 46-18. And BCLUW edged Gladbrook Rhinebeck 37-35. High school basketball action continues tonight across the area in games involving metro schools. In boys games, Class 4A 4th-ranked Cedar Falls hosts Western Dubuque. You can hear all the coverage of that game right here, on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Coverage begins around 7:15. In other boys basketball games in the Metro, Waterloo West is at home against Dubuque Senior. Waterloo East hosts Dubuque Hempstead, and Columbus has a girl-boy doubleheader at Wapsie Valley. In girls games, as you might imagine, the inverse, Cedar Falls travels to Western Dubuque. Waterloo West plays at Dubuque Senior, and East travels to Dubuque Hempstead. In boys and girls high school bowling in the Metro, Cedar Falls hosts Cedar Rapids Prairie at Maple Lanes, and Waterloo West takes on East at Cadillac Lanes. Berths into the state wrestling tournament will be decided tomorrow as district action will take place in all three classes. The first and second place winners in each weight class from each district advance to the traditional state tournament in Des Moines next week, which you can hear hold-by-hold coverage of right here on The Fan. All district tournaments start tomorrow morning at 11, and after 11 o'clock tomorrow, stay tuned right here on The Fan. We'll have updates on area wrestlers competing at the Class 1A district meet at Denver. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has announced its 2022 class for the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Among the nominees this year as a contributor to high school wrestling is Jim Miller, the former longtime Wartburg coach, is a longtime advocate for the sport and improving the quality of it in Iowa. Miller, who was a Waterloo East graduate, won 10 NCAA Division III titles as coach at Wartburg and had a very successful wrestling career at UNI. Miller will be honored February 19th before the state championship matches at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Did you see this last night? Jordan Bohannon hit an Iowa single-game school record, 10 three-pointers, as the Hawkeyes exploded to a 110-87 win at Maryland last night. Iowa was red hot. They made 19 three-pointers on 34 attempts. Bohannon was 10 of 16 from deep, finished with 30 points. Keegan Murray matched J-Bo with 30 points himself on 12 of 14 from the floor, adding 7 rebounds. Iowa hosts Nebraska next on Sunday. The UNI softball team began its 2022 season today at the Unidome Classic. Besides the Panthers, other schools involved include Nebraska, Iowa State, Drake, South Dakota State, and Nebraska-Omaha. The tournament goes through Sunday. UNI defeated Nebraska this afternoon 2-1 in walk-off style. That was a 1:30 first pitch. Right now, they're taking on South Dakota State. UNI is the preseason favorite to win the Missouri Valley Conference. Longtime rivals meet again tonight, as I mentioned, in a top 20 showdown at McLeod Center. 18th-ranked UNI takes on number 5 Iowa State. In college wrestling, both teams are hot. Panthers have won 6 straight duels. Iowa State is riding an 11-meet winning streak. Cyclones are the only undefeated team in the Big 12 at 6-0, while the Panthers are 6-2. Action begins at 7 tonight. And it's a huge wrestling match just up the road. Division 3, Wartburg travels to Loras. Excuse me, they're on the road, not just up the road, for the American Rivers Conference Duels Championship. The number one ranked Knights are 7-0 in conference duels, while the 7th-ranked Duhawks are 6-0. The Orange and Black have won 31 of the last 32 meetings against Loras. Tonight's meet starts at 7. And the Waterloo Blackhawks on the road for a pair of games this weekend. Hawks skate at Dubuque tonight and then visit Sioux City tomorrow evening. You can hear all the coverage of the Blackhawks this weekend on The Fan starting tonight against Dubuque. Pregame show at 6:45, opening faceoff at 7:05. All right, let's take this time out. On the other side, we're talking about betting the Super Bowl. Ben Fox, VSiN, VP of Digital Content, joins us next on this Friday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Super Bowl Media Week concludes. The final press conferences are now over. A very quiet week with very few headlines, if any, going in there. One of the storylines was the two coaches, Zach Taylor, a former Rams assistant under Sean McVay, and attributes some of his success to being around his former boss.
I learned a lot from Sean. You know, I'm really appreciative of my 2 years that I spent there, not only from a scheme standpoint, but just interacting with players, practice habits.
Taylor's had quite a turnaround in Cincinnati after 6 wins in his first 2 seasons. The Rams are 4-point favorites, but will be without Tyler Higbee. The tight end is out with an injury. Joe Noteboom has also gone on injured reserve and will miss Sunday's game. Auburn has gone through a strange month with all sorts of speculation over head coach Brian Harsin, which prompted an investigation. Following the conclusion of that investigation, the school announced he's going to return for year 2 as coach. The uproar caused by 5 assistant coaches leaving the program, as well as 20 players. Tigers lost their final 5 games of the season. I'm Rich Ackerman.
Coming up on the Zach Gelb Show, it's our 5th and final day from L.A. Emmett Smith, Zach Gertz, Ron Rivera, Austin Eckler, and many more will be stopping by 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listen for reports Saturday from the Class 1A District Wrestling Meet in Denver. Coverage begins at 11.
Get on the Panther train for big-time Big 12 wrestling Friday night at McLeod Center. Be a part of the action as Coach Schwab's Panthers host rival Iowa State. Panther Nation, wear your black. It's a blackout. And stick around afterwards for the poster signing. Catch the excitement of Panther wrestling Friday night, 7 o'clock, McLeod Center. Get your tickets today at unipanthers.com/promo or call 273-4849. That's 273-4849.
Cedar Falls Schools is looking to fill a number of positions, from paraeducators to food service professionals. Paraeducators play such a key role in education, and the rewards are endless. From K-12 general education and preschool classes to special education teams and media center assistants, you'll love providing support to the students in Cedar Falls Schools. In either group or individual settings, you'll work closely with students to help them attain their individual goals, and ultimately, you'll help them reach their full potential. Enjoy competitive wages and benefits, plus all paraeducators are included in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System. Plus, working as a paraeducator is a great way to align your work schedule to your child's school schedule. Food service positions are also super rewarding, flexible, and only require 3 to 5.5 hours per day. With competitive wages, plus paid time off benefits, and you get your summers free. Go to cfschools.org/employment or call 553-2443 for more information. Come find your next calling with Cedar Falls Schools.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
After the blockbuster trade sending James Harden to the Sixers for Ben Simmons and others, the Brooklyn Nets still the favorite to win the NBA championship as of Thursday, plus 375. The Warriors and Suns, with two of the best records in the NBA, each had plus 450. The defending champion Bucks at plus 650. The Chicago Bulls playing at home tonight against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Chicago minus 2 on their home floor, 240 the set total. Super Bowl weekend is here. The Cincinnati Bengals playing in their first Super Bowl since the 1988 season. The LA Rams playing in their home stadium, returning to the Super Bowl since they won the NFC Championship 3 years ago. The Rams a 4-point favorite over Cincinnati, the over-under at 48.5.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A wind advisory continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Lows level off around 2 above tonight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest 20 to 25 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 12. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows level off around 4 above. Mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 17.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at @RealColbert.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues. And as I mentioned in the first segment, we're just two sleeps away from Super Bowl 56 that you can hear right here on The Fan. 1 o'clock pregame and a 5:30 kickoff. Let's talk about it. Let's break it down. And we're going to talk a lot about the game today, and we're going to start with how to bet it, and I want to make sure that we hit on all levels of bettors in this segment, and we've got just the guy to do it is Ben Fox. He's VSiN, our great partners at VSiN. You heard the action update there during the commercial break. He is the VP of Digital Content. Ben, thanks so much for your time on the show. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, Cole. Thanks for having me. I was going to say, it's a good thing there are two sleeps, because I think I'm going to need plenty of sleep. It's been quite a week and a couple weeks leading up into the Super Bowl for us here at VSiN and across the country. And it's great, but man, is it busier than ever.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've never done the whole Radio Row thing. I would love to someday. But, you know, I get you guys' emails, and I see a lot of your content. And you're doing like 56 hours of free content for Super Bowl 56. So, yeah, you're definitely going to need your sleep. Like, anything else that you'd like to tell our audience about in terms of taking in your content and what you guys are providing leading up to the big game?
Yeah, so I think just an overview. I mean, we're VSiN, the sports betting network, and kind of our positioning ourselves, like think of ourselves as the CNBC of sports betting. So really trying to make it accessible for everyone. You know, I've been covering the industry for over a decade, so it's more secondhand to me, but I totally understand people who haven't seen sports betting at all, and all of a sudden there's minuses and pluses and spreads and totals, and it seems very overwhelming. And so our goal is to kind of try and introduce it and really make sure people who want to participate in sports betting understand why they're making bets, and maybe even if people don't want to participate, just understand some of the basics, maybe become a smarter fan as well. So we'll have the 56 hours of free programming actually starting in about half an hour from now. We'll have also free content on the website as well as some content behind the paywall, but the goal is to really expose all the content to as many people over the weekend and hopefully make some people some money for the Super Bowl.
That's outstanding. And folks, you can check it out. Go to VSIN.com/Super Bowl, and that's where you can get a free copy of their big game betting guide, which would be a very valuable source. And if you're a newbie, kind of like what Ben's hitting at there, I'm betting you'll have someone at your Super Bowl function that will be able to help you out with that betting guide that you might bring. So let's just start with, I think, the nuts and bolts here, Ben. The Rams at last check are -4, and I have not seen, I don't have the over-under in front of me, but let's start with the spread and the over-under, and whether or not you have a bet on either one of those that you feel really good about.
So, yeah, the spread is the Rams -4. And so just for the listeners out there, that basically means if you are betting on that, you need the Rams to win by 4 points would be a push, and four or more, you would win your bet. So, for example, if they won 28-20 and you bet on the Rams, then you cash that bet. The line has come down a bit. It opened around four at most books. It's been at -4.5 for most of the week. And this morning, it came back down to -4. There's been a ton of Bengals money from the public. A couple big bets out there as well on the Bengals. Really just a ton of betting action overall. But basically, the spread has hovered 4, 4.5. It's now mostly painted fours across the board. I am leaning towards the Rams. I think the general public is on the Bengals. It's always a little risky when you have kind of that public underdog, that trendy underdog. But I think the public has seen Joe Burrow just beat the Chiefs down 21-3 in Kansas City. He beat the Chiefs a couple weeks ago at home when they're also down double digits in the first half. And you know, it's the NFL playoffs. I'm a Vikings fan because my dad's from Minnesota. I can tell you there's a lot of luck involved, and the Bengals have certainly been lucky to be there, to be where they are now. But ultimately, they're in the game, and that's really all that matters. Hitting on, like you said, the total is now at 48.5, and that's, you're betting basically the over under combined points that both teams will score. That's at 48.5. That open 50.5, 51 has come down. So kind of the early respected money was on the under there. In general, the public is always going to bet the over, so slightly more bets, slightly more tickets at sports books across the country that I've spoken with on the over, as you would expect.
You know, I'm usually a spread guy, almost exclusively, Ben, but this is a game where, and I don't bet a lot of NFL because you got to be good if you want to come out on the positive side betting NFL, but the Super Bowl is kind of its own ball of wax, if you will. So I'm thinking about betting that over 48.5 now that it's come down, because I'm having so much trouble betting against Joe Burrow and the Bengals a third time, because bet against him against the Titans, bet against him against the Chiefs, and I just can't bring myself to do that again.
I'm with you. I'm stubborn. I was the same way. I was kicking myself a little bit for the Titans, although I think that if Ryan Tannehill doesn't have that kind of crazy interception where the corner came off the line and tipped it to himself and picks it off in the red zone, or they potentially get that fourth down late. I think they ran Derrick Henry and one other into the line, didn't get that fourth down. It seemed like maybe they're going in for a touchdown. They could cover. The Chiefs game was very impressive. I was on the Chiefs. You don't like to lay that in the playoffs, but they looked dead to rights down 21-3. And all of a sudden, get that touchdown, get the stop, they're back in it. They're that team. I mean, right now, they just keep doing it. The thing is, you wonder about that Rams defensive line and what the Titans were able to do in that game.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the concern, as well as the fact that you have Stafford, you have the offense as well, which the Titans didn't necessarily have on the other side of the ball. So a lot of interesting factors, and also Los Angeles has been at home for a long time now. You know, remember they played the NFC Championship game at home, and now the Super Bowl is at home. They've
Great
been
point.
Resting at home for, you know, 3-4 weeks.
Great point. VSiN, VP of Digital Content, Ben Fox is our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on Twitter. It's at BFAWKES22. And you can follow VSiN on Twitter at VSIN Live, at VSiN Live on Twitter. All right, prop bets. They are the bell of the ball, Ben, when it comes to wagering on the big game. So I think, you know, because we're trying to make sure we get information out for the veteran sports bettors and the novice sports bettors, I feel like you kind of got to put a disclaimer out there on prop bets. Some of them are just there to suck money out of your wallet, while others, I think, provide pretty great value headed into this game.
Yeah, the prop bets are fascinating. You know, Jimmy Vaccaro, who is one of the bookmakers we know well, kind of initially came up with them along with Art Manteris back in the first the Super Bowl for the 85 Bears, and having the fridge and whether he would score a rushing touchdown, and that kind of started it all the way back then. And prop bets now, more money is bet on props than the actual total and side, so the actual spread of the game. It has just become this massive way to bet the game. And I think there are a couple things to keep in mind for bettors. The first is that one of the things Adam Burke, one of our writers, preached, which I think is really smart, is you want to kind of diversify your portfolio of bets. So if you're betting on the Rams, let's say, to win the game, you probably would think, okay, Matthew Stafford's going to go over his passing yards, or Cooper Kupp's going to go over his receiving yards. But you want to balance that sum in case you're wrong on that. And the Bengals actually have a good game. Joe Burrow has over his, you know, passing yards. Maybe Joe Mixon has a big game. You want to balance that in almost the same way you balance kind of a stock portfolio. And like you said, as well with some of those, there people like to bet a little to win a lot. No surprise, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Makes a lot of sense. But in, for example, there's only been one overtime, I believe, in the Super Bowl, that Falcons-Patriots game. You're going to get 9-1 or so on the fact that the game will go to the Super Bowl, will go to overtime. There's a lot better value to bet on the game not going to overtime. It's just you're going to bet a lot to win a little. But those are the types of things that bookmakers know everyone wants to do that, and so they're going to shade the line the other way. So just a couple things kind of to keep in mind as you're placing those bets.
Are you on any prop bets? Do you have any that you feel really good about?
I don't know about really good about. I think that there's a train kind of started by Pat McAfee, I think last year, saying that the initial ball that they kick off is not the same ball they usually use. It's a commemorative ball. And so it's actually a lot harder. So there's a specific bet you can have whether the first kickoff will be a touchback. We've seen a ton of money come in on that. That was at plus money was plus 140 or so. It's now like minus 110, minus 120 in places. So a lot of money on that. I went under Joe Mixon rushing yards. I think that was 64.5. I just don't think they're going to be able to get him going. I think it's going to be the case that Joe Burrow is going to have to throw them into that game. And by the same token, I went under Cam Akers rushing yards as well. Okay. You have the fumbling issues, and you also have now Daryl Henderson active. So I think you might have a three-headed monster. I'm not sure. Sony Michel has too many associated with too many monster running backs in the backfield, but he could get some touches, could have some fewer yards there for Cam Akers. So those are probably a couple, I would say. And maybe the Rams first quarter over. I think it's over a half point. The spread. The Rams have played really well in the first half, with the exception of the championship game. But against the Cardinals, against the Bucks, they played very well to start the game. So kind of like them to get off to an early lead as well.
Great stuff, Ben. Really appreciate your time. Any final thoughts, any final tips, anything you'd like to share with our audience?
No, I'd just say we're also, we have the VSiN help desk, which is just VSiN.com/helpdesk. Anybody can ask a question, and we're trying to answer as many as we can for current listeners, potentially prospective listeners, and just try and help people out who are looking to bet the Super Bowl. So feel free to ask a question. There are no dumb questions, certainly. We'll try and get to as many as we can. We really want to make this accessible to people and make it a fun event as well.
Before I let you go, Ben, what's your favorite sport to wager on?
Oh, mine's the NFL, which is the toughest, but I'm a diehard NFL fan.
College football, college basketball for this guy, and I'm on a heater right now. I've won 6 in a row.
Nice.
maybe it'll go through the microphone. I'm trying to send it your way. And thanks again for joining. And thanks to VSiN too. You guys have been an outstanding partner for us here at The Fan. We really appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Ben Fox, VSiN VP of Digital Content, kind enough to join us on this Friday edition of Cole & Company, and really set the scene for anybody out there that has any level of interest in wagering on the big game on Sunday. All right, let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join. We're going to dig into this game from a football perspective, and we will also get a recap from Logan of the Senior Bowl, where you and I left tackle Trevor Penning stole a lot of the headlines. That and a whole lot more coming up next on Cole & Company here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Keel.
Presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook. We are all Caesars.
Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger says his team needs several wins to get a spot in the NCAA tournament, but he's not sure how many. The Cyclones will be out to snap a three-game losing skid tomorrow by hosting Kansas State.
I guess from that standpoint, you could say that every game would be in the must-win category, and you would assume that the ones at Hilton would be ones that most folks would look at and say that those are even more winnable because they're on our home court in front of our fans.
The Cyclones are 3-8 in the Big 12. First place in the Missouri Valley Conference is on the line Sunday in Chicago when UNI visits Loyola. Winners of five straight, the Panthers are 10-3 in the league race, while the Ramblers are 9-3 after a loss to Bradley. Women's basketball tonight, UNI is on the road in the Valley to take on Southern Illinois, while Drake pays a visit to Missouri State. This is Radio Iowa.
See that tweet I DM'd you?
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months,
so
they're trying out different kinds of sounds.
Oh, yeah.
And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today and you'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location. Plus free vacuums and floor mat washing. Find us online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo.
My name is Anna. I live in Cedar Falls.
I was in a severe car accident. The driver did not have car insurance. I was actually severely injured. I had a lot of hospital bills that needed to be paid. I was a single mom. I called Balkirken Home. Eshan came and saw me while I was actually in the hospital. He explained everything thoroughly and how we were gonna get compensated. Eshan really seemed like he genuinely cared about me and not just getting compensation for himself.
When a car or motorcycle accident injures you or your loved ones, you need a strong team of attorneys to protect your rights. Balkirken Home has been in the Cedar Valley since 1958. Balkirken Home are your local injury attorneys providing personalized representation at the highest level. For a free consultation, visit balkirkhome.com.
I would highly recommend Balkirken Home.
Balkirken Home, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
I am very, very grateful.
You're listening to Cole & Company on 1650, The Fan.
Welcome back. Friday edition of the show rolls on. I'm your host, Cole Bear. Talking a lot of Super Bowl today. Super Bowl 56 coming up Sunday. Rams v. Bengals. Coverage begins at 1 o'clock here on The Fan. Kickoff at 5:30. We were breaking it down from a betting perspective in the last segment with Ben Fox of VSiN, our great partners at the Sports Betting Network. And now we're breaking it down from a football side of things with our guy Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Logan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. I can't really complain. We got our microphone that we talked about last week, so we've actually been able to put out some stuff, which has been very, very nice. And yeah, I'm excited for the Super Bowl. I'm excited. I had a guy at a gas station. I'm wearing a Bills sweatshirt right now, and he asked me what college I was wearing, and then he said, "Have fun watching the Super Bowl." So I was really confused with the whole conversation, but we're here and we're excited for Super Bowl Sunday.
It sounds like maybe that guy was into some Friday pops already.
And this dude was—he was working too, so it was, I was a little nervous what was going on there.
That doesn't necessarily stop anybody.
No, I just had a quick star, so it's, and I love quick star, but I went, yeah. I don't know.
All right.
Weird conversation.
Sounds awesome. All right. Let's get into the hard hitting stuff. I would urge anybody listening, you can check this out on our Facebook page or on our Twitter. Retweeted this from CBS Sports' Fantasy Football Today account. They give you $15 to build the ultimate Super Bowl party, and you've got five different categories to spread your $15 across, and you choose either a $1, $2, $3, $4, or $5 item. It's main course, snacks, drinks, what you watch the game on, and then what you sit in to watch the game. So, for example, the main course, $1 to $5, hot dogs, pizza, wings, sliders, barbecue. Snacks, $1 to $5, cold veggies, potato chips, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, amazing dips. In the drinks category, $1 to $5, water, soda, seltzer, beer, cocktails. I know Logan, he's a big seltzer guy. Game display, $1 to $5. Your uncle's 300-pound TV from the late 90s, a 20-inch computer screen, 50-inch LED, 80-inch OLED, and or a for $5, a 4K projector. And finally, $1 to $5 on the seating, a plastic chair, a beanbag, a cushion chair, a couch, or a recliner. All right, Logan Blackman, I have tasked you with the high-stakes mathematical challenge of displaying how well you can put this together. I'll go ahead and put mine out there. By the way, how do we feel about barbecue being the $5 item on the main course?
That did kind of surprise me. I'm not going to lie. And I like barbecue, but I was kind of scratching my head that was the $5 one. But
you feel like It would be swapped out with wings. Wings are at $3.
Yeah, that's why I went with wings.
this is a steal. Wings at $3, right?
It's like, good Lord, it's like getting Warren Sapp at 13. Like, what is this? I'm not taking Kyle Brady if he's available there at number 9. I'm taking the future Hall of Famer. I'm not taking another tight end.
Oh.
Not the Jets. I'm an eventual Super Bowl champion winning team right here. Yeah. We're going to take wings.
Barbecue for $5 is like taking Zach Wilson at number 2.
it's like taking Baker Mayfield over Josh Allen. Like, you just can't do it.
Yeah, we can dance all day with this one.
Thank you, Browns.
Yeah.
And thank you, Jets, as well.
Okay, so let's go to snacks. I'm on Mott Sticks for $4. How about you?
So I went the healthier route. I went with the veggies. I like myself some cold veggies, and I feel like wings with, like, some celery and ranch or carrots and ranch.
I'll let it fly.
Some people don't really like them. I love cherry tomatoes. So, like, when people have cherry tomatoes, I'll always go for those. But I went with the cold veggies. Go with the healthier option.
Well, you've spent $4, so you've got all sorts of guap left to spend.
Exactly.
So, what, you're getting into the cocktails, aren't you?
I'm getting the beer.
Going straight
beer.
Logan's drinking beer. I'm going cocktails, some mixed drinks, if you will. And what we're going to pace ourselves, though. What we're definitely going to do is have some waters in between. But I'm going to drink tap water, so I don't have to pay for tap water.
Nice. Fair.
All right. I'm just trying to be responsible. Like, I want to play by the rules, but I also want to be responsible, Logan.
Yeah.
All right. So I've got $3 wings. You've got $3 wings. $1 cold veggies for you. Never inviting you to my Super Bowl party, by the way. I got Mott Sticks, cocktails, and then, you know what? I'm sacrificing a little bit to keep the food and drinks where I want it. And plus, like, this is exactly the television I have at home. So I'll take, for $3, a 50-inch LED.
I took the 50-incher, too. I did really want to take the 300-pound TV because my grandma and grandpa, when I was a kid, had one of these TVs. And when everybody was starting to get, like, plasma screens and all
that,
they would say, you could come over and watch it on the big screen. So this is I really wanted to pick that one, but I went with the 50-inch TV.
My grandparents got, I think it was like a 55-inch, one of them big 300-pound projector TVs. And I grew up in a NASCAR household. Grandpa Bear got the big projector TV like a week or two before the Daytona 500. And what a big deal that was for the Bear family, let me tell you. And finally, I'll go with the couch for $4 because you're going to sit up straight on it, but at some point you're going to have to lie down because of the food, right?
Yeah, I went with couch as well. There was a secret part of me that wanted the 300-pound TV and the bean bag, but I just went with the couch and the 50-inch TV.
Well, I think there's a separate category that would come with that would be like which drug of choice, and then for like $3 you can get a bong, and then that would fit perfect with the big TV and the beanbag.
We had when I was growing up, we got like basically a bootleg beanbag.
It was a bootleg beanbag.
It was falling apart when we got it, and we used it for about, I don't know, a month or two, and then we had to get rid of it because it was so tattered. It was like, you're basically just sitting on the floor. It already had the pre-made dent in it and everything, so it was useless beanbag.
All right, who do you like in this game and why, Logan?
Bengals, and for no reason. Like, I don't have any, like, don't push me for one, because I don't have an answer for why I think the Cincinnati Bengals are winning this game. It's a gut feeling. I think the Bengals, after watching what happened against the Titans with 9 sacks for Burrow, got smarter against the Chiefs. I know their pass rush isn't like insane, but neither is the Titans. But run the ball, establish some sort of a run game, get the Rams defense off their back, on their back foot, force them to tackle every single play, tire them out hopefully, and then try to find some holes in the secondary. I know you've got like Jalen Ramsey and all that, but Jalen Ramsey is going to be marking Ja'Marr Chase the entire time. Hopefully that frees up some spots from like T. Higgins and Tyler Boyd. C.J. Uzama's back, which is big. Now, I'm scared for the defense because Cooper Kupp's going to do some evil things to Eli Apple on Sunday. But I'm going with the Bengals. I just like Joe Burrow, and I'm sticking with the Midwest for this one.
Fair enough. Have you seen T. Higgins' high school basketball highlights?
I've not, but I would imagine they're freaking ridiculous.
They are freaking ridiculous. You go ahead and look them up after we're done here. It will not be a waste of time. I promise you that much. All right. Are you going to a Super Bowl party? Do you have big plans?
I have, I guess you'd call them plans. I'm going over to a friend's house. We're just going to chill over there. We watched the national championship over there. We watched Iowa, Kentucky over there. So it's just like the go-to spot, I guess, nowadays for football games. And so, yeah, we're going to go back over there. I'm really excited for it.
All right. We got just a little over a couple minutes left here, Logan. I know you were watching the Senior Bowl last Saturday, and Trevor Penning, he won an award down there. I can't remember exactly what the hell it was, but basically, long story short, he did everything he needed to do down there, right? And, I mean, how much of a boost – draft-wise, money-wise, might that week have been?
When we were talking last Friday, I said, like, he's potentially put himself in that teens range. He went from the 20 to 32 range into the teens range. Now I think he's cemented it. I don't think after that game, like, the thing that was really awesome about it was the fact that he even played inside at right guard. And things that coaches like nowadays is versatility, and especially on the offensive line. And when he moved inside the guard at 6'8", 330 pounds, 6'7", 330, your ability to play inside at guard as well as also being able to play left tackle, I think that helped him out immensely. So I he was very impressive on Saturday.
Is there anybody else coming out of that Senior Bowl that, you know, really blew up the scene and stands to gain quite a bit from it?
I think the one player that would gain quite a bit is D'Angelo Malone. He was he is an edge rusher from Western Kentucky, and if people from Iowa are watching the game, he kind of did, on Trevor Penning's one down play, he did blow up Trevor Penning one time, and he did also blow up Charlie Kohler. So it was a bad day for the state of Iowa watching him against D'Angelo Malone. And the thing I like about him is he's only 240 pounds. So that much speed coming off the edge to be able to push back 2 6'7" tall people with that much ease, both get to the quarterback both times, was very impressive. I'm not saying he's going to push himself in like a first round spot or even a day two spot or a second round spot, but for a team that uses an outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense, I think he would be perfect for that. And then also like Boye Mafi from Minnesota, I think he might have pushed himself into a possible first round draft pick as well. Very explosive edge rusher from Minnesota. He played really well as well.
And Tyler Linderbaum, you know, we've talked quite a bit about Trevor Penning and the fluctuation. We've seen him mock drafts with him. I've actually seen somewhat similar fluctuation in mock drafts with Linderbaum. I've seen him as high, I think it's 12, and I've seen him as low as like 28, 29.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah and Lance Zierlein from the NFL Network both had him at 31. So it's kind of I was kind of surprised by that. I don't think he'll fall that far because there are certain teams in the top 15 or top 20 that will need centers. Teams like the Ravens, Bradley Bozeman's a free agent. He's even a guard, so they can move him back up to guard if they re-signed him. The Eagles could use a center. Jason Kelsey might be retiring, but they also drafted Landon Dickerson from Alabama, so they could push him back inside the center. He was playing guard this past year. The Chargers, maybe. No, I'm kidding. I don't think the Chargers will, but they'll be a team to draft for Penning. They'll definitely be in the mix for that. The Steelers are another team that could be in the mix for that. They lost Pouncey this past year. He retired last year, so they have a hole at center, and their O-line's kind of just bad regardless, so they could use some help there. So there's a few teams. I think the last draft I did, I had Penning Linderbaum going somewhere in the top 10. I don't think he'll go top 10. I think the earliest you'd see him go, if I had to make a prediction right now, is 14 to Baltimore.
Okay.
But that's subject to change because, like, the teams can trade and all that kind of stuff. But, like, yeah, I think Baltimore is a perfect spot, especially with how they run the ball, their success they had with Marshall Yanda. I think that would be a really ideal spot for Tyler Linderbaum in the draft.
Great stuff, Logan. Enjoyed it as always. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yes, sir. You too.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The 11th edition of NFL Honors took place Thursday night, and Aaron Rodgers collected some more hardware. The Packers quarterback was named AP NFL Most Valuable Player for the second year in a row. It's his fourth MVP award overall, and when asked what his plans were for the 2022 season, Rodgers said he'd make a decision on his status shortly. AP Offensive Player of the Year went to Rams wideout Cooper Kupp. AP Defensive Player of the Year went to the Steelers' TJ Watt. Bengals wideout Ja'Marr Chase took home both the Pepsi Rookie of the Year and the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year awards, while Cowboys linebacker Micah Parsons took home AP Defensive Rookie of the Year. The Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2022 was announced. Getting gold jackets will be Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Bryant Young, Cliff Branch, Art McNally, and Dick Vermeil. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Now's a great time to save big money during Menards Race to Savings Sale. Whether you're working from home or relaxing for the evening, Sylvania True Wave Bulbs have you covered. They mimic natural sunlight and deliver superior dimming control. Right now, pick up a 4-pack of dimmable LED light bulbs for just $7.99. Find these and other great deals going on now through Saturday, February 19th during Menards Race to Savings Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Denver Insurance and Grinnell Mutual want to remind you not to veer for deer. If you see a deer on the road, try to stay calm. Slow down and keep your steering wheel still. Find more tips for safe driving at grinnellmutual.com. With your steady hands and our steadfast support, you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today for all your insurance needs.
Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Sunday's matchup between the Rams and Bengals is the lowest-seeded matchup in Super Bowl history. But that's not what makes this game so intriguing. Both teams are under a considerable amount of pressure. L.A. lost a Super Bowl to the Patriots in 2019. This year, the Rams are back, and they're all in as they traded for Matthew Stafford. They acquired Von Miller, Odell Beckham Jr., and a Super Bowl appearance is nice. But when you've spent that kind of money and draft capital, L.A. has to win it. Championship or bust. Then there are the Bengals. Cincinnati wasn't supposed to be here, but that doesn't mean there's not any pressure. The Bengals have been the Bungles for years. This game can finally provide Cincinnati that opportunity to shed that nickname forever. Every year, the atmosphere of the Super Bowl adds to the pressure of the game. But with the history behind both of these teams going into Super Bowl 56, this year's Super Bowl could mean just a little bit more for both of these franchises. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Near historic low rates may be a great reason to refinance, but when matched with an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot, you could be saving money and paying more towards the bottom line. Call a Loan Depot loan officer and ask about our 27-year smart term loan or our 10-year ARM loan. Get a great rate matched with a great loan by calling 866-888-LOAN or visit loandepot.com. At Loan Depot, home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Psst. Hey, it's me, your dream. What happened, man? We used to be tight. I say it's time we get back together. You and me, your dream, living the van life in a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. You could start a business. Or build a log cabin. Whatever you want. It's a Mercedes-Benz van, so it's chock full of innovative safety features. All I'm saying is don't forget about me. I mean, I am your lifelong dream. So what do you say?
Let's head to the Mercedes-Benz Vans dealership and get that Sprinter.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole and Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Friday. I want to thank Ben Fox again from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. He is their VP of Digital Content. Had some great stuff on how to wager on the game. So if you missed any of it, you can check it out in podcast shortly at the all-new 1650thefan.com. Also got to thank Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. Waterloo Blackhawks hockey coming up at 6:45. The Hawks are skating at Dubuque. 7:05 with the puck drop. Over on our companion station, Cruising KCFI, Western Dubuque at Cedar Falls. That's boys basketball. Coverage begins around 7:15. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.